Kuduma uze kuzwele bantwini abahlala ePhumula abathi inkampani yeMbay Limestone isebenzisa amahola chaya kuqaqamba endlebeni njalo kudilize izindlu. Le ndwangu lazo sezibaleka kwezinye indawo kwenjiwa khona amatshe aligugu. Kwesinye isikhathi lubamba nki uthuli oluthunqa emigodini yenkampani yakwele China eyeWaling Quarry Private Limited. Phezu kokunanzelela okwenzakala edolobheni leli, inhlanganiso yamazwe wonke e-Accountability Lab encedisa uZulu ukuba zilwele njalo kusetshenziswa umnotho welizwe ngemfanelo, ibambisane lezakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association wethula lolu daba kumabonekude olulesihloko esithi Time Bombs, the Impact of Urban Mining on the City of Bulawayo. Ikhansili ithi kuvele sobala kudokumentari le ukuba abantu abaningi babhekane lenhlupho ezimangalisayo ezidalwa ngamankampani ale migodi kobulawayo. Ukhansila kaWard 28 uNtando Dlovu uthi umasipala kasoze aphinde avume ukuthi kwembiwe amatshe aligugu phakathi kwedolobho njengoba kuvela ukuthi kuyingozi kubahlali.
Sesifundile ngephysical things military to labor policies zethu awukuthi i-mining activity ingaba ngathi i-mining activity yalokhu hlobo i-mining activity proximity yabo iba ngamanani to izakhamuzi.
Uncoma kakhulu okwenziwe izakhamizi ze-Country Park ezizimeleyo zalela inkampani yakwele China e-Labenmon Private Limited leyinye ukuba avule imigodi yokugaya isamende e-Ngozi Mine. Amankampani la acine evunyelwa ikhansili ukugaya isamende eUmvumila eduzane le-United College of Education okungela zindlu zikaZulu. Umqondisi we-Accountability Lab, uMnumzana McDonald Lewanika, uthi i-documentary abasanda kuyethulela uZulu iveza udubo oluzahlala lezakhamizi okwesikhathi eside.
There are obviously concerns from residents around the pollution.
Izakhamizi zikhathazekile ngokuba yini engaqhamuka phezu kwengcekeza ebangelwa yimba.
Owona ngenhlelo kubulawayo Progressive Residents Association, unkosikazi Abigail Siziba, laye uthi bafisa ukusebenzisa idokumentari le ukuthi kuhluzwe kabanzi udaba lokwemba amatshe aligugu emadolobheni.
So kusuka lapho idokumentari le izasetshenziswa as an advocacy tool kukhulunywa labameli abahlukeneyo.
Izakhamizi zePhumula zikhala ngokudabuka kwezindlu lezambuzi, umsindo kanye lothuli oluthunqa emigodini eMbay Limestone duzane lezindlu zabo. Unkosikazi Anastasia Chikuni uthi badlela evalweni ngoba kuhlala kudutshulwa amahola emigodini le. Inyamazana lazo sezivaleka kule migodi le. UMnumzana Trust Mkhwananzi uyakufakaza lokhu.
Izindwangu sezibaleke lomsindo zisizohlala lapho kumlasana.
Banengi abakhala ngothuli oluthunga emigodini okwenjiwa i-limestone. Unkosikazi Thokozile Sibanda uthi baqanjelwa amanga ngabanikazi memigodi le ukuthi ngeke kuqhamuke imikhuhlane njengofuba, i-tuberculosis, ngenxa yothuli olugcwele indawo yonke.
Akukho ozasizwa ngaphana kuthiwa uyayelathiswa ngoba abantu babe bebulawa yisifuba.
Inkampani ye-Waling Quarry yona ithi sincedisa izakhamizi zePhumula ngenhlelo ezehlukeneyo ukuze iyamukelwe ngabahlala kulindawo. Isikhulumeli salinkampani, uMnumzana Roderick Moyo, uthi babhadala imali yabafundi abalitshumi lesitshiyangalombili 18 ezikolo ezehlukeneyo ePhumula.
Yonke inkundla, some of the houses have been a mistake before
izakhamuzi zilethemba lokuthi idokhumentari ehlelwe i-Accountability Lab izanceda ekwethuleni iziqondiso zomthetho obunjwayo i-Mines and Minerals Bill elakho ukuvimba ukwenjiwa kwamatshe aligugu emadolobheni. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingungcwele Dube.